Hi everyone, Dr. Will Horton here, and it is day 7 of the butterfly experiment, and also the first day of my All Addiction Solution podcast that I'll be doing daily for the next while, because I'm using this butterfly experiment where you go into a cocoon and morph into morphing into doing something a little bit different. We've been talking about, you know, being in this cocoon as we're currently in because of the virus lockdown, and how it's time to change and morph. And I've been talking about several things. And today I wanted to talk about what happens when your comforts become your demons. And this is really prevalent in a time like this. And what do I mean by that? Well, it ties into addictions, of course, but you know, you might have some things that are your comforts that may not reach the level of addiction, but you know, it brings you comfort, whether that's, you know, having a sweet, eating a little bit extra, you have your comfort foods, you know, having a drink or two, smoking a joint, whatever it happens to be, you know, that is a comfort and there's nothing wrong with that. But what we've seen and what I've gotten a lot of calls about is people are starting to notice that things that were comforting are now becoming a problem. You know, that a little bit of ice cream every once in a while after a tough days turned into, you know, half a gallon of Haagen-Dazs every 2 days, you got to run back to the store. Or, you know, your one cocktail at night, maybe every other night, has turned into several because of the stress, because of the cumulative, there's no place to go and there's nothing to do. And food overall becomes a big one with that, because you're under stress, so you're looking for anything that'll make you feel comfortable. And so you've watched all the Netflix things. You've read some books, maybe you've started some self-development things, right? And then of course, what also happens, and I've said this the last 7 days, is we start feeling bad because we see people on social media, probably where you're seeing this, and they're talking about they've redone this room, they're painted their this, they've done that, you know, they've, whatever it happens to be. And what if you just don't have the energy? What if you just don't have the drive? What if you just don't like doing that, right? Well, then you're beating yourself up for not doing what other people do. But again, don't judge your insides by their outsides. It looks like they're doing good. Maybe that's their only escape from the stress, from the tension that they're going through, is to be busy doing stuff like that. Other people, like I say, they'll escape into, you know, binge watching something on Netflix or Amazon, or, you know, reading a book, becoming lost in the internet, whatever it happens to be. Or maybe drinking too much, maybe eating too much, maybe, you know, escaping into pornography, whatever it happens to be. And a big one, and I've gotten some calls about that, is the social media addiction that's going on the rise, because, you know, we're locked down. We're basically under house arrest, right? So you're trying to do things to connect to people. So you're playing on Facebook, you're doing this, and it becomes addictive. You know, even if you're one of the ones working from home, it becomes easy to click over and see what's going on. So what happens when that becomes an addiction, right? In fact, I've created a whole program I'll be re-releasing very soon on, you know, social media addiction, especially for those of us that have to use social media. You know, that's a little bit different. You know, a lot of people say like alcohol, drugs, even like your, you know, pornography or, you know, a lot of things, sugar, you could just cut out if you had to. But what if you have to use social media for work? You know, you got to post things, you got to answer, maybe you got to be on Zoom meetings, whatever it happens to be. So it's a different thing. So it's much more like just a general food thing. When people go, I'm a food addict. Well, you know, maybe a specific kind of food, but the problem is you've got to eat. You can't go without eating, you know, so you have to eat at least once or twice a day. So, you know, you've got to manage it. You can't just eliminate it like you can alcohol and drugs and certain other activities. So gambling, things like that. So we'll be talking about that. So what happens though, when something that was usually comforting to you, you know, that treat that you would have maybe, you know, after a tough day or after, you know, you hit a milestone working out, things like that, you'd have a little treat, whatever it happens to be. And then, you know, but now it's like become too much, too often. So now it's a problem. Maybe it hasn't hit the clinical addiction part of it yet, but you know, you see the damage on the horizon if you don't stop. You know, how many people have gained a lot of weight in this lockdown environment, right? Because can't go to the gym. Many people are afraid to just go outside and walk. You know, you might be in an area where the they're dissuading even going outside to get your exercise. So there's all these things that are going on. So that's the first thing you have to realize. Of all addictions, you know, and I've been in the addiction field for, you know, almost 40 years, there's two types of addiction really quickly. There's the ones that are like genetically predisposed from the beginning. That's the one, especially for things like alcohol or drugs. They can tell you the first time they drank or got high, it felt great, it felt normal, and they were almost instantly addicted. But then for the most people, it was a gradual process. And for years, it was your comfort. It's what helped you relax. It's what, you know, it was the answer to the problem. And then it became the problem. So what happens when the comfort becomes a demon? What happens when the answer becomes the problem? You know, then you need to begin to look at what you're going to do to get rid of it. And so that's the other thing we're seeing happen on the negative side of this, you know, cloistered environment of being in a cocoon of lockdown while the virus is going on. So what can we do? That's what we'll be talking about over the next few days. But are you having any areas where things that used to be comforting are now becoming a problem? If so, first step is realizing it. Like, I need to rein this in. I need to confront this. I need to look at that. You know, the first step to any in addressing any problem is admitting it might be a problem, you know. And one way is, do you know you have a problem? Are you doing it when you say you're not going to do it? That's the number one thing. You know, I'm not going to do this today, and then you're doing it. So I just wanted to put that out there today on day 7 of the butterfly experiment, day 1 of all addiction solution. You know, so we can begin to morph into doing different things. And we'll do a couple more general ones, and then every day I'll give you a little technique or a tip to help you overcome these things. So until we see you tomorrow on day 8, I hope I see you on the road to happy destiny. Have a great day.